Welcome to another Rob and Rick Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Today we're going to look at the early years of baseball as it pertains to Gawler.
Rob, I've been doing a little bit of research and have come up with a name, Sid Smith, who by chance is also a member of the South Australian Cricket Association, but I believe he is a very significant member or name in early baseball.
Yeah, Sid Smith was actually born in Gawler. His dad was a station master at the railway station, and he was actually born in a cottage which was adjoining the mill which stood near the railway station. Now, eventually Sid went to town, and he was a sportsman of note. He played a little bit of cricket, a little bit of football, and there's a whole range of different stories involved with that. But he was one of the early pioneer players of baseball. And in 1897, him and Roo Ewers, after representing South Australia, were selected in an Australian team which toured America. And they played 26 games all told and won about 10. Sid injured his ankle later in the tour and went ahead of the group to London, where the players played one game at Crystal Palace. And the manager was accused of absconding with all the profits, and players had to make their own passage back to Australia. And Sid stayed in England, married a cousin, and didn't come back to South Australia till 1912.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, looking at this photograph of him. He looks like a very athletic man, and obviously was a very good all-round sportsman.
Yes, he was. It's interesting to dig up some of the old photographs, and obviously we can't show listeners these photos, but there's a lot of character in the players, especially the Australian team.
Oh, yes, and it's the style of dress, of course, dates the photographs, but is quite magnificent with the bow ties and the suits and waistcoats, etc.
Absolutely, and that's Sid right at the top. He's standing up tall, 6 foot two. He's a typical first baseman, even of today's physique of players.
Yes, a very impressive-looking gentleman.
Yeah, now, beside playing baseball, you know, he was involved in other sports, and he went, like we said, to America with Roo Ewers, who also played a bit of footy and was a well-known sports person. The team was called the Kangaroosters, and it was very interesting that he remained in England for that period of time, and he played some soccer. Sid did, and he played some baseball over there and some cricket. But more interesting of all was when he came back, one of his sons, Don Smith, represented South Australia in baseball, so that was the second generation. And then one of Sid's daughters, her son, Colin Ewers, he represented the state. And back about 15 years ago, there was two lads that represented South Australia in the junior state. One was a great-grandson of Sid, and the other was a great-great-grandson. So five generations representing South Australia in one sport. What do you think of that? Is there anything in cricket like that?
Well, I don't think it's quite as extensive. About the only one that immediately comes to mind would be the Chappell family, but I haven't counted how many generations back, but obviously with Vic Richardson and then the Chappell boys, etc., but it not as extensive as what you've just told me.
And interesting, you talk about the Chappells. Their father, Martin, played baseball, and of course the Greg and Ian and Trevor all played baseball for Glenelg, and Ian and Greg, I believe, played Claxton Shield, and Greg's son actually went over to try with the major leagues. I think he played minor league baseball over there.
Yes, well, there was that period of time when many cricketers played baseball, or dare I say, baseballers played cricket, one or the other. But apart from the one that's mentioned, I think Les Favell also played baseball.
Yes.
And together with quite a number of others, I think.
In the early years, right through to the late 60s, about 68, 69, when baseball became a summer sport, it was played in the winter, and a lot of cricketers used baseball as a way of keeping their eye in touch for cricket.
What was the major reason for it moving seasons?
Well, baseball traditionally is a summer sport. You know, in America, it's the boys of summer, et cetera, et cetera. And it was just a move to avoid the wet days on the winter, although they rarely struck wet days. They might have cancelled one or two games a season, which is about the average today in summer as well.
Yes, it just seems a little bit sad in that they seem to be very complementary sports to my way of thinking, and it would have been nice for cricketers to be able to keep contact ball sports playing in winter time. I'm sure that there's many places in the world where the winter conditions would not allow that, but in a place like Adelaide, where our climate is pretty Mediterranean, probably in some ways sad that it did move seasons.
Well, one innovation about baseball, we spoke about it at our last interview, and there was a 52-53 season saw night baseball start at Norwood Oval, which was in the summer, and the popularity of the night baseball was also a major reason why the Division 1 competition went to summer, with the Division 1 teams then playing the night competition at Norwood Oval.
That's interesting.
Now, of course, baseball's also got a close association with its early days with Gawler. The first mention of any baseball being played here was out of the Bunyip on December the 4th, 1885, when it talks about the model school picnic at the exhibition grounds. And to quote, the youngsters were distributed all over the grounds, some swinging, some playing cricket, some football or baseball, while others enjoyed themselves on the cricket stand. So obviously the sport was known here well before that, the American tour in 1888-89.
And what a wonderful description of a sort of picnic atmosphere, with kids having so many opportunities to play so many different things.
No, absolutely. And Gawler goes further, because after the competition in South Australia was established, tended to follow the league football at that stage, with names like Port Adelaide and Norwood, etc. And Gawler, which had a league football team at that stage, they were looking to establish a baseball team in Gawler, which it didn't eventuate, because, of course, the league football sort of died out in Gawler at that stage. And then, of course, in 1909, again from the Bunyip, there was a group of American boys and men who were performing at the Institute, showing off their singing voices, but they also played baseball at the recreation ground, so obviously baseball still sort of continues to have a connection with Gawler right through those early periods of baseball being played in South Australia.
It certainly does. Very interesting indeed.
Now, we have to skip past World War One and leading into World War Two in the 30s. Early in 1930, West Times made a request to play some games in Gawler on a Sunday, which was rejected by the council simply because they didn't allow sport to play on a Sunday. But interestingly, a couple of weeks after that, there was a cricket game played on a Sunday, and it created a little bit of debate in the council chambers.
Oh, that would have been easily explained by cricket being, of course, the game that it is and only played by gentlemen, so that I'm sure they would have been to church before the first ball was bowled, I would think.
Now, thank you for that unbiased opinion by a cricket lover there. But there's always going to be the debates with the cricket and baseball, but it's funny how they've got a history that goes hand in hand over the years.
Yes, they do.
Now, just before World War II, in June 39, there was a baseball competition actually established in Gawler, and they played on the parklands, and onlookers said it looked like glorified rounders. And there was teams such as Ramblers and Colts and Gawler High School. And some of the names of the players included Dawkins, Ahern, Jacobs, Crosby, Flaherty and Barnett, who was Ken Barnett, who, of course, became the editor of the Bunyip.
Very interesting indeed. Is there any connect? I mean, I know there's a connection with baseball and T-ball, but is there any history of T-ball in Gawler?
Well, yes. Since the Gawler Rangers Baseball Club started 9 years ago, they've run a T-ball competition to sort of develop kids to go into baseball. And, of course, the Gawler and District Softball Association have run T-ball at various times over the last 35 years. So, yeah, T-ball's looked upon as a almost like the Auskick for football and the Kangaroo
cricket.
Stepping
stone too. Yep. Well, it's cutting down the skills, isn't it, to simplify the game for early reinforcement, I guess, for young kids learning.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, one of the things I touched on before was a connection with football and baseball. And in fact, just before World War One, the Gawler Baseball Club, which was made up of the Ramblers and Colts, they actually played a game against the Gawler Central Football Club.
Oh, really?
Couldn't find a result, so the baseballers must have won.
Or maybe that means they didn't.
No, who knows? But the when we were talking about Sid Smith, he's not the only player in the Australian Baseball Hall of Fame with a connection to Gawler. One of the most famous South Australian baseballers, Kevin Greatrex, who's won the Helms Award for the best player in the Claxton Shield. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He won Caps medals, which is the equivalent of football's McGarry medal. He won four of those. He played in Port's Adelaide record six premierships in a row in the late 60s, early 70s, including 1972 Grand Final, which is one of the most famous games ever played. It went 19 innings, and both Port Adelaide and Goodwood scored two runs each in the first innings, which remained the same score right through the 19th innings. And Neil Page for Goodwood pitched the whole game. But Kevin Greatrex, in the bottom of the 19th innings, with one man on base, hit a home run to win the game. So, he's a pretty famous guy.
Yes.
And he also was a scout in later life, and he scouted a guy called Dave Nilsson, who played for Milwaukee Brewers. It's probably Australia's most famous baseballer to play Major League Baseball. Now, the relationship with Gawler is Kevin Greatrex. He's a great-great-grandson of Mr. Winkle, where the Winkle Bridge, down there off Jack Cooper Drive on the continuation after Ride Street, used to be called Winkle's Crossing, and the bridge actually replaced a ford, which was quite dangerous. And Mr. Winkle was the chairman of the Muddler Wirra South Council. So we can hang our heads on two Hall of Famers here in Gawler.
Oh, a very famous man, Kevin.
Yes, no, he's got a sports store there on the Port Road, and he supplies a lot of the baseball equipment for the clubs around Adelaide. Now, just going on, there was a Gawler team that was formed in the mid-80s, the Gawler Bunyips. They played in the winter competition, which was like the unofficial competition, and there was Barry O'Brien, sort of was the coach of the team, who is one of the founding fathers of the Gawler Rangers Baseball Club, which was started 9 years ago, and there was a guy that pitched for the Gawler Bunyips, and his name is Paul Barnett, who is the son of Ken Barnett that played in the 30s. So that was a very interesting connection.
Certainly, yes.
So then it brings us to the current club, which was formed 9 years ago. They have teams Division 3, Division 4 and Division 6. They have a under-21 midweek team. They have under-17s. Under 15s, under 13s, under 11s, and the T-ball. So it's quite a strong club.
Yes, they've got good depth, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And the baseball sort of played here in the summer, and they've also got a winter team that plays. So it's probably a growth sport in the area with the population base of Gawler doubling in the last 20-odd years and expected to double again in the next 20-odd years.
I would think comfortably again in the next 20 years.
I reckon we might start seeing a few cricketers from the Gawler region playing winter baseball to keep their eye in.
Well, I think it would be a wonderful idea, as I mentioned earlier. I mean, the connection between the two of being hand-eye coordination sports, it would be very logical for them to do that, I would have thought.
Yes, and thank you for not bringing too much cricket into the conversation today, Rick, but we will delve into some cricket history on a show coming up very soon.
Thank you, Rob.
This is a Rick and Rob sports show. This is Rob Laidlaw.
And Rick Drewer.
Thank you very much.